Today's episode of The Bald and the Beautiful is sponsored by our friends at ZocDoc. You know when you get cornered by that aunt at a family gathering and you feel like you have to bend the truth? You know, the one who asks like, so when you get married or what's going on with your promotion or how come you haven't moved out of mom's and dad's house? Only she's not really there to listen. She's just there to judge you. So you might have to grin and bear it with family, but you should not feel that way when you're talking to your doctor about a rash that looks like a high school crush or maybe, you know, you eat one too many pizzas a time a week or, you know, anything. So enter ZocDoc, a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And I'm not talking a few. I'm talking tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews so you can make sure the vibes are vibing before you meet IRL. Enter ZocDoc, baby, where you can just find tens of thousands of top-tier doctors. So don't just settle. Go to the best and, more importantly, the one that is right for you. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with the receptionist. I mean, we're talking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, credible doctors. You can even filter for the ones who take your insurance or basically are specialists in whatever you're looking to get treated. I use ZocDoc and so should you, baby. Go to ZocDoc.com/bald and download the ZocDoc app for free. I'm telling you guys, being able to interact with your doctor via app, it is very life-changing. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Go to ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/bald. ZocDoc.com/bald.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The problem is when we do talk about people, even if I change names, it gets back to them and they send me some cunty texts. But sometimes people act crazy. So like, whatever. I have to tell you one of these things that happened the other night and I don't care.
Do it.
I don't care.
I'm all ears.
If it bothered me enough to talk about on the pod, we're not going to become close friends. So like,
right,
no love lost, babe.
Oh shit. I'm ready, baby. Lay it on me. Suck it to me. Suck it. Okay. Hi, how are you?
Girl, we're out here, bitch. I recently bought a bunch of new clothes on Nordstrom.com.
Let's have an exotic fashion walk.
Do you see how I get up now?
Okay, old man winter.
Mary.
Old man. Okay, Methuselah.
I was 10 minutes late to the doctor this morning. I showed up crying because it took me so long to get down the stairs in my own house.
Methuselah.
Yeah.
Bone sticking out.
Horrible.
Judding.
Horrible.
So what's the prognosis?
They had to take so much blood because they can't figure out what's wrong with me. Buckets and buckets of blood.
I mean, it's a bummer. I stay positive because I want to be happy.
Right.
But if you want to be negative, then that's your prerogative.
Right.
But wait. To that point, I can see the strain.
I can't walk, Mary.
Oh my God! Welcome to my world.
I can't walk.
Isn't it horrible? Horrible. Immobility is a curse.
I can't walk. In the mornings, my jaw's stuck shut. I can't eat for like an hour.
You can't do popsicle sticks, like break them off and like hold the jaw open.
I guess I could try that.
No, I'm just kidding. But back to the STI thing. Think about this. Condoms. And in our gay population here, America, that we're familiar with, nobody uses condoms because of PrEP. Yeah. But what about the five horsemen of the STI pageant panel? Miss Chlamydia, Miss Syphilis, Miss Gonorrhea. Let's not forget Miss Giardia. She was a third runner-up in the Miss Gay US of A.
Right.
And then who was that? I forget the step-down queen who did... She just did a walk-on number, I forget, at the bar.
Oh, Miss Monkeypox.
Miss Monkeypox, of course.
Sure.
And she was a little controversial because it wasn't, you know, she gave monkey and it was supposed to give woman, but...
Did you get your monkeypox vaccines at the time?
I did.
I did as well.
I did, yeah.
I did as well, but like I said, this is maybe a controversial joke, but at the time, only Anti-vax. The absolute hottest gays were getting it. And I was like, until the 10s start fucking sixes, I'm fine. Like, it was all the hottest men. And I was like, old maiden type cool. of people. None of these guys are accidentally fucking me.
Mom, I know, me with all like half of my friend group are sex workers who do professional right. pornography. Like,
I called my mom and said, Mom, I can't open my mouth and I can't walk in the mornings. She's and like, I can't bend over and I'm not hungry. And I and she goes, well, you know, maybe it's after effects of COVID. I said, Mom, what TikToks have you been watching?
Oh, no way. Love that. Familial tremor or Pfizer.
But my mom's been sick too, so she was like, I gotta go. I know you're sick, but I gotta go puke. And I said, okay, bye.
Oh, wait.
She kind of like one-upped me.
That's fierce, but I am actually getting my leg sawed off right now in the hospital.
She's like, there's blood spraying everywhere. I gotta go.
Love that.
And then whenever I call her, granted, my mom has limited mobility, so I don't mind if she goes to a private room to talk to me. Or I don't mind if she can't.
Oh, yeah.
But you know that whore is gonna watch TV at level, let's say 5 million. And so she's at this volume, and I was like, this is what it is. My mom's like, so what have you been feeling like? And what did the doctor say? And what's been going on? Who wants to be a millionaire? It's like, could you just at least turn down the TV, bitch, when I'm trying to
next
tell you?
Next on 1,000-pound sisters. You'll never believe these huge, heavy, hot tits.
You ever watch that shit?
I saw a clip and I almost cried and I put my head into a pillow and I fell asleep.
Trabi Amasaz, Amy.
You sent me the clip of... Well, you couldn't have gained 100 pounds on the way here.
Well, it has some connective tissue to my 600 pound life, which is,
that's the one.
That's a different show. 1,000-pound sisters is about two women who are their moms. They're working.
Oh my God. Gross. I had a nipple sticking out. Disgusting. I'm so embarrassed.
It was gray.
Ew.
Looked like a,
that was a scab, not a nipple. Ew.
Huge.
Gross.
Downturned.
Oh, yucky.
Inverted.
Yucky.
Unless you all have downturned inverted nipples, then it's gorgeous.
Yeah. But get the fuck out of here.
The 600-pound life is tough because those are individual cases. And, you know, being from Northeast Wisconsin, I am related to and grew up around and am very immersed in the culture of being very big.
Okay.
And I have a lot of understanding and sympathy of that cycle, and I get it. I mean, I really have empathy, and I watch that show rooting for the people.
Yeah.
So it's tough when they have an appointment, and the doctor's like, you do need to lose 100 pounds to qualify for surgery, because at your weight, it's not safe for you to operate.
Fuck.
Because people have so much pressure on their heart, they're like, we can't put you under. It's not safe.
Damn.
And the people sometimes having a hard time even losing the weight to get the surgery.
Well, of course they would.
But then they'll say, like, I have been exercising, I've been eating the same, and it's like, the doctor on camera is not the moment to lie, Mary.
I know.
And I love everyone.
I know.
But just be honest and be like, I need new strategies because I ate the house down and I didn't exercise and help me.
That'd be fierce to watch. Yeah.
Because as a viewer, it's like, I just spent 20 minutes rooting for you and now you're lying to the doctor.
You're betraying me, the viewer.
Yeah. And I want you to be well. I love the episodes where they get the surgery and their life changes. I cry. I love it.
Fierce. They're like, they're doing swimsuit modeling. They're doing porn.
Yes.
They're doing, when the ski jets, what is that? When you're skiing and you're being pulled by a boat?
Mm. Oh.
Water skiing.
Skiing.
Stop.
And you know, when I was on Discovery Plus, because Trixie Mattel season one originally was on Discovery Plus, when we got put on that network, I remember I started getting all these TikToks about how like, the Christmas party for Discovery Networks is going to be lit because it's like 90 Day Fiancé, 1,000-pound sisters, 600-pound life, me.
2,000 pounds.
Yeah, the Christmas party is going to be turnt. Yeah. And the cookout will be lit.
Barn doors wide open.
Girl, I was ready for that cookout, honey.
And it did not happen.
Well, because 90 Day Fiancé is Lit, as you know.
98.
Thousand Sisters, Lit. 600 Pound Life,
Crunk.
Lit. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. And then it's also like Dr. Pimple Popper. It's
Hoarders.
Like, it's all the, yes, Hoarders, it's all the hits.
1,000 Pound Hoarder Sisters, Cunt.
Gave. Took a shit in the mother toilet, what? Refused to flush. Next.
Clogged the mother toilet, kept shitting in it.
Climbed up on the mother toilet, wrapped the acrylic toenails around the cracked
upper
bowl.
Upper decker in the mother toilet.
The mother toilet, pissed all over it. Douched with the tushy on the mother toilet. Flooded the apartment.
Sent it to Jennifer Lawrence because she was in the movie Mother.
Honey, have you ever seen the music video for, what's that music video? Turned Down for What? Where like it's an apartment building and they're like crashing through the ceiling and shit.
Eric Wareheim.
Is that the one?
Eric Wareheim. I think it's Eric Wareheim of
Where it's
Tim
like
and Eric.
A family eating and they fall through the ceiling and then yeah. It's like, yeah, it's crazy.
The booty, who did the butt video? Eric Wareheim did a butt video. Very similar.
That was J-Lo. Big, big booty because you got a big booty.
Did you see the CeraVe commercial?
With J-Lo?
No, with Michael Cera.
You're lying.
Are you fucking kidding
You're
me?
Lying.
I didn't send it to you because I figured 600 people were going to send it to you and I didn't want to, like, I hate when that happens.
When
like,
the Barbie movie was announced, I basically had to turn off my phone.
I know.
Guys, I fucked 10 years ago be like, did you hear about this?
No,
I hadn't heard about it.
I actually gouged my eyes out and I have sticks in my ears for the past 10 years. Thank you for letting me know.
Am I a Nicki fan?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Michael Cera. So Eric Wareheim of Tim and Eric fame directed a commercial for CeraVe featuring Michael Cera that you will die.
I love Michael Cera.
I know.
He's so funny. Handsome.
It's what and I was like, this is gonna really fuck you right in the pussy big time.
And I
double
love skincare.
Dick.
So like it's and all my world.
Mama, that's what I'm saying. And also product clever branding.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a trifecta.
This is not sponsored. CeraVe is like a dermatologist recommended brand because it's very few extra ingredients like fragrance,
it's
dyes.
It's just the essentials.
Yeah, it's great. If your skin reacts to everything poorly, try CeraVe. CeraVe totally works. And I use the foaming cleanser to get out of drag. It's lit.
And I, you know what I do is like, because I have a mattress protector on my mattress, I do like you know how you spread mayonnaise on a sandwich? I do a thin layer of CeraVe all over my top sheet at night. Mm-hmm. And then I wrap myself in it. I put the heater, two heaters on full blast, and it really just gets my skin back together every
Fierce.
Night. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Now seaweed wraps.
I don't want to call, I don't care anymore.
Drag
I didn't want to call
read her.
I'm not here to call out people in Hollywood, but the fact that you were not front and center and sat at the Dune premiere pissed me off. I saw Brittany Tomlinson was there, Brittany Broski, and I was like, yes, she looks so pretty. Do you see Brittany's look? She was in this head wrap. She looked so good. Brittany looked gorgeous. But I
don't see her.
I was scrolling going, well, where's the president of Dune? Where's the writer, director, creator, and star of it? You. Why were you not invited?
Where is where's the marketing, VP of marketing? Because that is me.
I was invited to Barbie. Why weren't you invited to fucking Dune?
Because you know what I would have did? Would have did what the girls should have did, which is I would have gone dressed as Lady Jessica with the jeweled or as a Bene Gesserit with a cone head that nobody could see in back of me. I would have been so
They could have at least had you. They could have at least had you do red carpet. You could have asked questions about, because you know the film so well.
Mama, I could have gone as a shaved head, one of the Harkonnens. Like I could have like just done what, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I could have cunty turned it out. And they sure did
like
not
a theme
call
look.
Me.
A lot of fabrics, a lot of flowing fabrics, a lot of sheer mesh.
Yes, I have the copper, I have it all.
Yeah.
I have it all.
I can't believe they didn't invite you. That really bothered me.
Well, when they hate gay, you know, it's not surprising. Hollywood these days is so wrapped up in...
Mary, what about Timothée Chalamet? We found out, I don't think we've talked about on the pod. We found out Timothée Chalamet's real name is Timothée Chalamet, and it's Nell. It's Nell.
Hey, Chick-a-Pay, Timothée Chalamet.
I'm sorry. You would have gone on the red carpet as Nell.
And I would have I would have been dirty foot, slip, unbrushed hair, feral, and I would have been like, Timothée, Chick-a-Pay. They'd be like, all right, ma'am. Sir, get out of here.
Of course. I mean, you could have met Rebecca Ferguson. You could have met, wasn't Florence Pugh there?
Mama. And also the fact that my yoga teacher friend is, his husband is Rebecca Ferguson's agent. I know that's like a little too much separation, but still like where he knows.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not the type of person to like, I guess I should just be more proactive in my like, whatever.
Cause I get invited to movies. Do you get invited to premieres?
Let me think. No.
I get it. I just got invited to a few, and I said no because I've been so sick.
Yeah.
But usually I will go.
Priscilla?
Well, I went to Priscilla, of course. Yeah. I got invited to Imaginary, and I did want to see that, that new horror movie. I did want to see that, but I think it's a horror movie about imaginary friend that's evil.
You're fucking kidding.
I know, but imagine. I just like, I often feel like they expect me to come and drag, and to sit in drag and watch a movie is weird. We've talked about this.
Mama, but not when you look like I just did in this ASMR video. Did you jerk it? Did you stroke it? Did you pull out your big cock and stroke it?
I did. I pulled out my small cock.
You pulled out your little, huge, fat, fucking heavy club, your you big bean-eating bitch.
I put about 1.5 gallons of saline in my clit, and I let it drag behind me down the 405. And then
Mad
it burst
Max
like
Fury
a water
Road.
Balloon.
Mad
yeah, Fury Road. Road. Yeah.
Today's Bald and the Beautiful is brought to you by Viya. Don't let spring cleaning fool you, all right? There's always space to add a little something in the bedroom. And it's no secret that consuming a little THC can help set the mood in the bedroom. Let me tell you, getting the right strain, the right dosage can be difficult because you want to be in the right vibe. You don't want to go to space, but you also don't want to be like Bueller. You know what I mean? Like you want something to happen, but you don't want it to take you out of it. Viya has developed a unique blend of pleasure-enhancing cannabinoids, libido-strengthening herbs, and a low dose of THC all in one mind-blowing gummy called High Love. We are talking about pairing aphrodisiac herbs with a mild amount of THC. Their best-selling High Love gummy will awaken your senses, increase blood flow, and intensify any sexual experience. Viya also offers a wide array of other gummies with and without THC, each with their own unique strengths and effects catered to your routines. And the best part, Viya legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. Getting that card is like half the drama sometimes. You know what I mean? So if you're 21 plus, check out the link to Viya in our description. Use the code BALD to get 15% off. I also love it because I don't drive. So being able to have something delivered to me is really life-changing when you don't drive. I like it because the products have a great flavor and they also have zero THC products, which is great because you can take advantage of the CBD line. You know, not everything has to be CBD, but the products range from 2 milligrams to 50 milligrams. So they have you covered whether you're trying to microdose or go hard because having it standardized, like gone are the days of someone handing you a random baked good and like hoping for the best. Like it is time to embrace confidently the dosage you are looking for to enhance your experience. Let the gummies work their magic. If you're 21 plus, check out the link to Viya in our description and use the code BALD to receive 15% off and a free sample. Take your passion and pleasure to a whole new level with High Love from Viya Hemp. Today's episode of The Bald and the Beautiful is sponsored by our friends at ZocDoc. You know when you get cornered by that aunt at a family gathering and you feel like you have to bend the truth? You know, the one who asks like, so when you get married or what's going on with your promotion or how come you haven't moved out of mom's and dad's house? Only she's not really there to listen. She's just there to judge you. So you might have to grin and bear it with family, but you should not feel that way when you're talking to your doctor about a rash that looks like a high school crush. Or maybe, you know, you eat one too many pizzas a time a week or, you know, anything. So enter ZocDoc, a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And I'm not talking a few. I'm talking tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews so you can make sure the vibes are vibing before you meet IRL. With ZocDoc, you get more options than you know. You got to treat yourself, right? Are you the one friend in the friend group that loves to treat yourself? You know, you like the extra leg room. You like the extra guacamole. You like the one extra scrunchie on top of the head. You know, if you treat yourself to the top options with everything in life, why would you settle with a doctor? It is your health. I'm telling you, enter ZocDoc, baby, where you can just find tens of thousands of top-tier doctors. So don't just settle. Go to the best and, more importantly, the one that is right for you. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. There is no compromise. You know, like you want an apartment in your budget. You want to wear high-waisted pants, but you don't want to look like a grandma. You know, there's a lot of ways we compromise. When it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who just uses your appointment to catch up and maybe send you a DM and move on with their life. Like, check out ZocDoc, a place where you can feel comfortable and get a doctor who listens to you and prioritizes your health. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with the receptionist. I mean, we're talking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, credible doctors. You can even filter for the ones who take your insurance or basically are specialists in whatever you're looking to get treated. I use ZocDoc and so should you, baby. Go to ZocDoc.com/bald and download the ZocDoc app for free. I'm telling you guys, being able to interact with your doctor via app, it is very life-changing. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Go to ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/bald. ZocDoc.com/bald.
I've been waiting to talk to you about this. Do you see Lana Del Rey get the shit beat out of her at the Super Bowl?
Excuse me?
How did you miss this clip?
I was too wrapped up not getting invited to Dune. Wait, are you joking?
No. So I don't watch the sports.
Well, yeah, I don't watch the Super Bowl.
Because I'm gay and I have Twitter, I'm getting moment-to-moment updates about Taylor Swift going to sporting events.
Oh, God.
And I couldn't care less about sports, Taylor Swift, or the likes.
Thank you.
Okay? Okay? Okay.
I don't read the comments. I'm not here for the likes. I'm here for the art and the passion.
I have some lovely Taylor Swift songs that I love, but I wouldn't say I need to be updated moment to moment. To me, it's not on par with, it's not international news to me.
Yes, I
agree. And it's not her fault.
No, it is
her
fault.
She can't go to the grocery store with people making articles about it. I understand that.
Well, maybe she should stop taking her private jet to Starbucks.
Have you really not that? Seen this Lana Del Rey clip of her getting beat up?
I saw her following, I saw Lana Del Rey following Taylor Swift around at the Grammys like a goth lap dog.
Bitch. Okay, watch. Watch Taylor Swift, or watch, see Lana Del Rey just get beaten down on the ground?
Where is she?
These people are jumping and cheering.
Where is she? I didn't see.
Oh, sorry.
Play it again.
Do you see her just fall down? They're so excited about the sports they were just like, eat shit, bitch. Yeah. And like,
hey, tractor queen of Oklahoma, get out of here.
Norman fucking Rockwell this. Flying elbow smash. Like
Black
WCW.
Beauty. Black Beauty to Black
Girl. And Lana was like, I'm just trying to watch sports. I'm sure Lana doesn't know how, I'm sure she knows about as much as you and I do about football. No, so she's like, I'm just here.
No, bitch. This is so weird. Recorded her in her parking in a parking garage in her car live. She was on Instagram live reacting to a 49ers or some football
game. Sports?
She loves football.
Okay.
And I was like,
then she shouldn't get beat up.
I know. I was like, this is so weird. She was like, she was trying to do an Instagram live in the parking garage, no service. So she was just like, so it was like grandma
Bury
trying to
tea.
Like, yeah, I was like, grandma's trying to get it going. And she's flipping out. And I screen recorded it. I was like, this is so weird. And then I like remixed it and put like a fun filter on it.
Well, imagine like you're at the Super Bowl, I guess. Like, should Lana be wearing a helmet and pads? Like, she's just trying to watch the game.
No, she should be up on the top, like rappelling down like Lady Gaga, you know?
And I'll have you know.
Wait, Usher performed.
I didn't watch
Usher. Sure. Sure.
Of course, he's so beautiful and has great music.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch any of the sports event.
Yeah, I don't.
Because to me, sure. The last full blown halftime show I watched,
Rihanna.
I guess it was maybe Gaga, and maybe before that it was Madonna.
What about Rihanna? You never saw the Rihanna one? She did the all. It was very. It was very very huge production. Madonna was cunt, but those LMFAO characters, I don't think so.
Well, I follow enough people. Like, I follow like. The Evan Ross Katzes and the Paul McCallions, I'm going to get the moment-to-moment update, whether I like it or
and
not.
And you'll get the wit and the whimsy of it. You'll get like the condensed.
I'll get the highlights.
Yeah. You'll get the memes. Memes version.
And that's all I need. Yeah. Because right now it's award season, which in LA feels like it goes on 10 to 12 months a year.
We got to talk about award season.
I can't take it anymore.
We've got to talk
about it. I can't take it anymore.
Wait,
the same
question,
five
though.
Movies and the same 12 people at every fucking show. I can't take it anymore.
The what do you call it? The insufferable, self-indulgent narcissism. Listen, I love narcissism. I am the only narcissist. I am narcissist par excellence. But I kind of know my place in the world, mostly. And like, these people are so, they are contortionists for Cirque du Soleil because the gymnastics and acrobatics they do to get their tongue so far up their own asses is pretty incredible.
Totally.
It's like, what do you, like, Mary, y'all making movies, you're rich, famous, and you're gorgeous. Ain't that enough? Shut the fuck up.
I know.
Get the star off the TV. I'm not watching that.
That being said, I am hosting the Ambie Awards and that one matters, but.
Wait. Sorry.
That one matters.
What is the Ambie?
It's like podcasting sounds. Like sound design, cunty. Music, scores, podcasting,
cunty.
Interviews. It's like,
can
like
I go
audio
as Nell?
Shit.
Can I go interview on the red carpet as Nell?
When's Nell 2? Would you gag? You Nell, know everything's a reboot
it's
now?
It's Nelly.
Sorry. Well, she has a Band-Aid.
Stop.
Could you imagine her coming out of her deep lesbian retirement to do Nell again?
No, she's doing
Nell, Nell Reload. Nell for Lee Reloaded.
Nell Part 2, the remix.
Nell Part 2. The Nell Strikes Back, the remix.
Neller.
And this is Nell. And it's sort of like the plot of 8 Mile. She wants to be a rapper. So her life hasn't improved much. She's from a trailer. And she's like.
It's like from the woods to the studio.
Yeah. And the soundtrack is like Lose Yourself.
Started on the bottom of the forest. Now I'm here.
Started on the forest floor. Now I'm here. Bitch.
It's like hit the forest floor.
You know, I make fun of Nell, but she's amazing in that movie.
Mama, she's amazing in everything. Don't get it twisted. She's doing season 5 or 4 of the newest, most recent season of True Detective. And, you know, I gotta say, every single fucking clip I've seen of this goddamn woman, and not to say that anybody who gets plastic surgery is like, whatever, she is, it's just so clear and comfortable that she's chilling, she's cunty, she's vibing. She's not like rushing to get like, you know, yanked or pulled or whatever.
Well, she has a real timeless beauty. She really is beautiful.
I think she is too.
Yeah.
I think she is too. I mean, and also like Hollywood really doesn't know what to do with her. I was watching interviews and they were saying on the set of Taxi Driver, so Martin Scorsese and Bob De Niro, I call him Bob because I know him personally.
Oh, sure.
You know when people do that? I hate that. It's Robert De Niro.
What's a good example of that in our world?
Like when I say,
you know, everybody we know has a fake name.
But it's like, I don't know if they called me like Bri or something.
Brandon calls me Brian in drag sometimes. And I'm like,
don't you see this pussy? Don't you see these hot tits?
Well, no, I'm always afraid that it's going to communicate to other people in the room that it's time to call me Brian.
Well, that's what
true.
I don't. When someone in drag calls, when a fan calls me Brian, when I'm in drag, I'm like, who?
You might as well get the keys to my house, get in bed with me and ask me my social security number, bitch. Like, get the fuck out of here.
You're like, hey, Brian, I'm 01468. You know, it's like, no, but it's crazy. What was I going to say? Motherfucker. A.D. Bryant. A.D.
Sure,
Bryant was hosting the IFC Independent Spirit Awards.
Yeah.
And I saw a little clip of her bit, she was hosting, and she's like, you know, I'm not really good at roasting. So Natalie Portman is here. Natalie, you're a stupid bitch.
Fierce. Fierce.
She goes like, who else have we got here? John Hamm, you're a stupid bitch or whatever.
Love it.
It's so funny.
Love
it. It was great. She was funny.
I never watched the movies. And so it's people being celebrated for films I've never seen.
Yeah.
And if you're not in that world, and when I do see these movies, I mean, you know how I felt about Eileen. At the end, I said,
am I a Hathaway fan? Wait, what? What did you feel? What did you feel?
I felt like when I bit into a soup and they go like, oh, it's a Gestapo. It's supposed to be cold or whatever.
Yeah. It's vichyssoise.
And I go, it's cold soup. Cold. And they're like, yeah, it's supposed to be. Everything always feels over my head. Yeah. Films like that always make me feel stupid because I'm always like, what just happened?
Eileen really made you feel stupid?
A little.
It was
at the end. Yeah. She just runs away into the woods. And I said, okay.
I know. I didn't love the ending. But you got to admit, Miss Hathaway, she took her huge teeth, her gorgeous face, unhinged her jaw, and then went chomp.
Oh, yeah,
chomp,
of course.
Chomp, chomp.
It was, I felt so edged.
Yeah.
And once it turned, we talked about it, once it turned and that happened, that was gripping.
It was gripping. But
that TV had me by the throat. I was like,
It had me by the cock and balls. I had the salient at the ready, but then it didn't deliver. I wanted that salient in my balls and dick.
There's a bar in London called Cock and Bull. And every time I jog by it, I think cock and bull torture.
Oh,
I was like, do
God.
Straight people know what they're doing? The answer is no.
Like CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. I do not. That's a CBT therapist. Like,
yeah. Cock and bull torture.
What about rubbing those little spiky pinwheels over the nasty nuts? Let's take a break.
You think that no one's wanted to fuck you, but now that they saw your nipple, the tides are going to completely turn? Is that what you think is going on here today? Have your pick of the litter. There's hundreds of teenage girls watching who would love for you to fuck them.
I know. I was telling this to this, this guy, first of all, wait a minute. This guy at the supermarket, at the rich-
Ralph? Of Ralph's?
No, I wish.
Mr. Gelson of Gelson's? Go on.
Gil Gelson. No, I had a friend visiting and we went to go pick up some cigarettes and I was like double parked outside just to run in. Nobody's in there. And this dude, he was like 7 feet tall. He looked like an inbred Hollywood baby. Like he was so beautiful in the weirdest way. Like he was an actor's, you know how like actor's sons and daughters can be so just kind of strange looking. And then living like a rich life allows you to be like super
weird.
Eccentric and weird.
Yeah.
This was the vibe. It was like, hey, can I get a pack of American Spirit Blacks? And he's like, sure.
That's, I completely can see it.
And then he turned like this. And then I was like Judge Judy with the time. I was like, I mean, it literally took like 2 full minutes. And I was like, oh, I'm double parked. I'm going to get a ticket. And he's like, so let me ask you something. What's the difference between the colors? What do the black ones mean? And I was like,
asking about the cigarettes?
Yeah. I was like, they're just the strongest kind. He's like, oh, really? I swear to God. And he was gorgeous.
This is giving like, I don't know, like youthful like, things, like weird retail
horror.
He was horror.
Like 22 years old, a baby.
It pump? Was it shiny wet face?
It was giant. He looked like Pete Davidson.
Okay.
Looked like Pete Davidson. The same same frame, same giant lips, beautiful white skin with like kind of a goth girl's dream, black hair. It was just so bizarre. I was like, Mama, what timeline are you on, sweetie? Are you on Greenwich Mean Time? Are you on, you know what I mean? It was just so strange. Anyways.
I don't know what I would have done in this scenario. Sometimes when people have me like hostage.
Yeah.
I have to tell you about a hostage situation that I recently, and I feel bad because I'm sure the person will hear about it. And if you know who you are.
Yeah. If you know who you are.
And if you know who this is, don't send it to him.
No.
No, you don't know them.
Oh,
you ever been in a situation where somebody says, it's like not the vibe for this, but someone goes, you have to watch this video. It's just like 5 minutes long. And they sit there and watch you watch a video on a phone where metaphorically there's a fucking rifle to your head. And you're like, well, I guess I don't know you well enough to say, can I watch this later?
Oh, so, this is like an acquaintance?
Yes. It's like a social situation where someone's like, you just need to watch it. It's like 4 or 5 minutes long. He's like, shh, watching me watch it. And I'm like glued to it. And the social construct suggests that I can't break my eye contact. And I can't say like, can I watch this later? This is weird that you're making me watch this now. Right now? Yeah. 5 minute long video.
30 seconds. 30 seconds. TikTok, 30 seconds.
5 minute long video.
5 minute long video in these days, in this age, is a Martin Scorsese picture.
But send it to me later and I might watch it on my own time. Yeah. Versus like,
I'm going to text it to you. You got to watch
this. Right now you need to watch this. I was like, I guess I will. It was a clip from the TV show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And I was like, now I'm watching singing. I'm watching Broadway singing on a phone.
No,
and
ma'am.
I felt
raped.
I felt Katy Perry chained to the rhythm. Like I couldn't look away. I felt
you were Patty Hearst. You were kidnapped by the Sandinistas. You were kidnapped by the Sandinistas, Patty Hearst.
Yeah. I mostly felt like someone was making me watch a YouTube video.
Worse than the Sandinistas.
And it was singing. It was that clip from A Crazy Ex-Girlfriend that's always on TikTok. You ruined everything, which of course I've heard that. It's played for 5 years on TikTok. And I'm like, oh, I'm really just, because I don't know you well enough, I can't say like, can I do this later? And I want you to like me, so I'm doing this. And I'm laughing. It is funny, but like, I don't want to watch this right now.
Yeah, I know exactly that type of feeling.
You know the feeling?
I do.
I thought
I
of you
do.
Immediately, because I thought somebody's going to get this.
I would be like, I don't want to watch, God, I don't want to watch that right now. I would just like straight up do that.
I never recovered. I was like in shock for a day.
You're like in bed.
Seriously.
When
the next
William
day
dies.
I was at the airport like, that video. I just got.
Well, Mary, it's like that when I got phone shamed in Mexico. I still think about it every day. It's a small, tiny little thing. And it's like many, many more horrifying things have happened to me and will continue to happen. But that is like, that is up there with like a 9/11, phone shaming, and then rehab.
There needs to be a word for that, which is like holding someone hostage on a video at a time where they didn't ask to watch a video. There needs to be a word for that.
It's called a Kate Berlant, John Early moment. So have you seen, I won't make you watch it now, but it's about a 5 minute short film done by Kate Berlant, John Early, and it's about a bunch of gays are having a party. Okay, it's like a house party, drinking wine, whatever. And this Kate Berlant shows up, and she's like, "Hey, she just comes right in the door. Oh, can I use your bathroom?" And it turns out that nobody at the party knows her, and it's this whole like outrageous kind of suspense of like, because she's being so annoying. She says she starts playing a podcast and like telling everybody to shush and listen to the podcast. She spills wine on the thing. It was like, she's an obnoxious, horrible guest. And it's this awkward, like negotiation of like, who is that girl? It's like, I don't know. I thought she was with you. It was, you have to watch it. It is so cunty.
And I liked the person and I wanted them to like me. So I was like, okay, they're showing me something they like. Yeah. And this is how we gain friendship. We have common interests, right?
Let's start with 30 seconds though.
Yeah. 30 seconds. Do you know about this? Oh, you got to watch it. You'll love it. Here's my elevator pitch in 5 seconds. I'll send you the clip. Next topic.
No. You know? You're going to love this. Handcuff.
And then I was trying to sort of cadence it by being like, oh, I have heard that. That's funny. And they'd be like, yeah, look. And I'd be like,
oh my God.
Oh yeah, this song. You ruined everything.
They pull your head
and they're
like,
no, watch.
They stick one of those hats that has like beer can things on it, but it's like a phone right in front of your face.
I honestly felt like I wanted to unzip, peel the skin off, backwards climb up the wall like Toni Collette in Hereditary, and evaporate.
And then saw with the piano wire.
Like literally. Yeah. Like it was so funny.
Take the full 5 minutes to.
And I'm trying to become somebody who accepts when things are weird and speaks up, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
And so the whole next day I was like, what is that? I know people have felt that. That can't be just me, where someone really traps you into watching an uncomfortably long video for the scenario. Like, Mary, this
tact.
Is 5 minutes.
I think it's like, it's a special, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like it's a special social finesse ability called tact. Like, you know what I mean? Like finding the right exact tone to draw a boundary, but respectfully and also like not hurt people's feelings. It's extremely difficult. With
and of
those
course,
kind
Crazy
of
His Girlfriend is brilliant.
Is it?
Adam Schlesinger, who wrote the music, one of my favorite songwriters ever. He passed away of COVID. Love him. And it's Rachel Bloom, of course, brilliant. But of course, I live online. I know about You Ruined Everything. Yeah. I know the audio. You out of your mind? I live on TikTok. Yeah. Like, so I just felt, I just wonder, have you ever experienced that?
Are you nuts?
Do you think a lot of people have? Or do you think it's just us because we don't act right?
No, I've experienced it, but I'm like, I don't want to watch that.
Like, I send you a meme, which is someone I send the most memes to, I mentally know you just might not watch it. And I'm not going to take issue with that.
No, but then also like if you say like you mentioned, I'd be like, oh, I didn't see that. And I scroll up and I look at it at my own leisure because that's what a normal like regular person who's not fucking crazy does.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Well, the other day, I'm obsessed with this album by The Avalanche. It's called We Will Always Love You. Mm-hmm. If you guys have not heard it, came out in 2020, I think, 2022. Top to bottom, it plays like a movie. It's just, it moves me to tears. I'm obsessed with it.
You're dying for it.
I sent it to you the other day. Mm-hmm. And then 2 hours, you were like, oh, I can't wait to hear it. Mm-hmm. 2 hours later, I said, what did you think of the album? And you said, what album? Like this just happened. And I went, the album we talked about 2 hours ago.
But you weren't in my home with a Glock to my head.
And that's, maybe I should have been someone who puts it on and puts a speaker there and goes, no,
you know, you're gonna love this part. Well, okay, how about this though? Mamita, when you are in a group setting, perhaps a house party, I'm talking between 6 to 12 people, and someone says, hey, I have the funniest YouTube video I wanna show you guys. Can I screencast to your TV?
Now, what do you think of that? What do you think's the social protocol there? Do you think that's asking too much of the room in general?
Abso-fucking-lutely it is. However, There are a few rare occasions where, so when Andrew Yang was like, at Thanksgiving, I hosted a bunch of people over for Thanksgiving. There was like 15 to 20 people there. No, this might have been some, whatever. With a lot of people. And he's like, we got to watch Our Home Out West by Cola Scola. It's half an hour long. I was like, I don't know about that girl. We can't just switch gears at the party so fiercely and watch this. We were all rapt because it was brilliant, but that's a rare occasion.
Well, the other safe and consensual version of that is, let's say it's a thing where you ever one of those things where homosexuals are playing music videos and each person's taking a turn and picking one.
Yes, that's what we did during Thanksgiving.
And you're sort of picking them for the room. You pick them knowing, oh, the room will either know this or love this.
Yeah, yeah. But
you're
it's
not
all
picking
background
things
stuff.
Only you will like. Yeah. It's background. It's you talk over
nobody's
it.
Nobody's like shushing.
Right.
When the shushing is like, I mean, because as a person who's interested in offbeat, especially music, I don't expect anybody to like any of the foreign music I listen to.
And they don't.
I know they don't. I really don't. I don't care. But if it's my house, it's like my house, my rules, my pleasure.
Right.
You know, it's in my house, you're gonna, or in my studio, you're going to have to suffer through whatever I want to listen to. But, oh girl, that is so...
It's like if you want to fuck a pig, you got to deal with that little spring dick.
Hello?
Do you know about that?
Yeah.
The coil-shaped dick?
Do I know about to be pig dicks? Who are you talking to? Am I a pig dick fan?
Am I a pig dick fan?
pig dick bitch.
I got to tell you one more thing that happened to me.
What? No. What else are we going to do on this podcast?
Girl. I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
Oh, what is worse, a disappointing massage or a disappointing hookup? What is worse? I've thought about it for 2 weeks.
I'm ready to answer.
Let's go.
Final Jeopardy. What is?
And give me kind of the pros and cons of what's,
okay,
you know.
It's a disappointing massage, 100%.
It is, right?
100%.
Thank you.
100%. Because a hookup, that's a consumer report. It's a transactional experience where you say, oh, I bought this sweater. It fell apart in 2 days. I'm never really going to go back to that store. Whatever. You know, I got burnt by hot coffee at McDonald's. I'm going to sue them. You know, like things like that. I got run over by Octavia Spencer. I'm going to try to avoid her in the future.
A woman named Mon, a bowl cut, hit me with her car.
Yeah. You know, I got a transfusion of dog blood.
She ironed
me and
painted me white. Yeah.
So... But when it's a hookup, when it's not a paid gig, that's why I love sex work and sex workers. But, you know, oftentimes you get BOFA. You get a sexual encounter and a massage, a twofer, BOFA, for money.
I got a sports massage at a hotel a couple weeks ago. It was a massage at all different levels, and I picked the highest one, which was sports massage.
Okay.
Which is where, because my knees have been just killing.
Sure.
I can barely walk.
Sure.
So I thought, oh, the soft tissue that's all inflamed, I would love for it to get rubby-rubby.
Mm-hmm. Rubby-rubby? You said rubby-rubby.
It was such
rubby. Talk about the technique.
Such a back of the hand, such a light touch, and then areas where it wasn't light enough, she tried to get in my TMJ, and she put on rubber gloves, and my inside of my mouth was bleeding after. I was like, but she told me to speak up, it hurt too much, but I'm also like, isn't it supposed to hurt a little? Like, that's the point. So I'm like kind of crying while it's happening because I'm also not speaking up enough.
No.
So she's massaging and the lights are off. So tears are streaming down my face and she's like, are you good? I'm like, yep. But I thought it's supposed to hurt a little bit because my jaw hurts a little bit all the time right now. So I'm like, let's go for pain because let's gain something.
Sure, sure.
So I'm willing to give birth for the baby. Does that make sense? You know?
Absolutely. Skip
I'm willing
the epidural.
To fucking just tear my cervix up.
Rip that head out of this cunt.
right. Because I want the tax break. Right. Which is, I assume, is why you have a child. So... And then she gets to the knee. I'm not saying she needed to get on my knee, ride it like a Sibian and French kiss it. I'm saying she kind of backed up over it and did a Y turn and left. You know what I mean? It was so afterthought. If she was a vehicle, she kind of did a Y turn over it and left. It was like, you did touch it, but I was hoping for deep round the knee.
Oh, she dinged it with her bicycle.
Yeah,
she dinged it with her bicycle.
I wanted elbows in. I wanted her to basically spend half the time on
you. You wanted boots on the ground.
And I said sports massage. And I said, hey, I have really bad knees right now. I can barely move. I need a lot of focus on my knees.
And she
that
didn't
occur.
She didn't spend time with like the attachment, like the ligaments around the knee, the calves, the quads, all that stuff. Nothing?
I kept thinking it was coming. And then she goes, thank you for taking some time for yourself today. And I was like...
Thank you for taking time for yourself, Miss Thing, because you obviously weren't focused on me, bloop.
And it was like urban legend. I wanted like a noose tied to a car and then someone backs away and I just get hung in the room. Like, I was like, really? $290 for a sports massage where I tell—
Excuse me?
And I say at the counter, knees, 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 knees. And in the room, I fill out a paper. They make you fill out a thing saying, what do you want work done? I said, the knees. It was.
Oh my God, mama. No, ma'am.
I felt,
Yeah.
And then they had something called, it was, okay, there's a spa or there's a steam room, which is steam in the hot cedar. Mm-hmm. And then there was something with big marble planks that are all heated evenly that you lay on. That gave me nothing.
Oh, okay.
It gave me nothing.
What about hot, cold and all that stuff? The full spa experience. You know what? You should go to the Russian spa. The Voda
spa. Naked with strangers. Oh, no.
Oh, I told you about the time at We Spa with Miss Thing and her little gaggle of.
I can't handle people telling me to go to We Spa.
Why?
I'm not going to get naked with strangers.
No, I'm just saying it is completely non-sexual. That's the only thing is, no. Trust me. When I went there.
That's not what I'm worried about. No. I'm not only uncomfortable if we're fucking. I don't want to see a bunch of naked people and I don't want them to see me.
That's tea. It was a real huge, it took a leap. It was a leap of faith. I felt like Quantum Leap. I felt like, what's his name? Scott Bakula in Quantum Leap when I was in there because I did not know and they did not warn me, Miss Andrew Yang and Miss Joseph Netterveld. They're like, you get one face cloth and you better believe I was like this. Girl. Of course, it was more than enough to cover up my teeny little peanut.
The
pecker.
Acorn. Yeah. The Mike and Ike.
Yeah.
The flesh-colored Mike and Ike.
It's a nonpareil.
Girl.
But it was very uncomfortable, but nobody, it's all nudity all the time because they don't want, I'm not really sure
why. They don't
sure
want peepers. Why. They don't want some people in just like, you know, bootcut jeans staring at the naked people.
I guess. And also you can't
conceal boners.
You can't wear clothes, nasty clothes in the hot spa.
Can you get kicked off for having a boner?
I believe you probably could, but I'm not really sure.
Interesting.
I think that's all at, it's all, you know, these places are actually, you know, they're gender, usually quite gender separated. But for like the Russian spa, for example, like the Voda spa, or like, cause the Russian banya is a very big cultural thing. It's not an extravagance. It's just people go to the spa. People go to spa. There's a smoking area. That's why I love the Voda spa. And, you know, they're just like, everybody's fat and mean and sometimes hot, sometimes ugly. And they're just like chewing it up.
And you like it.
Yeah. They whack you with fucking thistles. They have that whole shit going on. It's cunty. But, I have a massage therapist, the Bulgarian, Golden Hands Olympic trainer. He trained track and field athletes at the Olympics. And he is so fucking good and half that motherfucking price and he will get your whole life together, bitch.
Can you give me his number?
Hell fucking
yeah.
I'm
also looking for a private yoga instructor.
Hell,
right now.
Mama, that's Rebecca Ferguson's agents. Mama, I got you.
Yeah, I need you a
so
professional.
Fiercely. Oh, girl.
Personal yoga instructor.
I've got you. I'm going to get you together. I'm going to wrap you up like a whole hobo sack and take you, fling you in the river.
That's what I want.
Girl, oh, bitch, you ain't ready for these fuckers. You ain't ready.
Snap the legs off, honey.
Mama, oh, my, Miss Antoine and Miss Blake. Oh, they're going to, ooh, Blake the snake and Antoine the dog. You're just going to fucking skeet.
Because all this inflammation, until they can figure out what's wrong with it, I'm trying to figure out how to promote circulation to help.
Hell yeah. Oh, dude, they would like fucking, they would, yeah, they're the best.
It's been horrible. In the mornings, I can barely get out of bed.
Oh, no,
I can
no,
barely
no.
walk.
I need
can't open my mouth.
Restorative yoga and then a therapeutic massage.
Today to get down the stairs in my house, I had to hold both hands on the railing and do one step at a time.
Whistler's mother. You are Whistler's mother.
For Solid Pink Discos last weekend, I had to have them hide a chair so I could sit behind the decks. That's how bad it's
been. A little baby stool, like a booster seat.
Yes. And I'm afraid to cancel because people get so mad, and which I would get mad too. But I'm really scared of hurting myself by continuing to work. But what do you do?
But here's the thing though. It's like, but you got to have the perspective. It's like, yes, it's horrible to cancel. It sucks. People hate it. I hate it. I mean, if I went to Lubada or you know, if I went to a Russian concert and I found out it was rescheduled and I couldn't go, I'd kill myself.
Right.
You know, I'd kill myself. And that's appropriate. But we're doing
our
drag.
Our fans laid on heavy. They're like, you're the only thing keeping me alive.
Yeah.
See you Friday. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll hot glue my ear back on and go to the gig. I watched Lisa Frankenstein last night.
Did you like it?
Yeah. It was Diablo Cody. Very YA,
yeah.
Very PG-13, almost yeah. No real blood or gore.
I hate that.
A lot of goth fashion.
That's what my friend Vlada said. She's like, it's 80. If you were a goth girl in the 80s or 90s, you'd love it.
Between like Chapel Roan right now and Lisa Frankenstein, that artist, that pop artist, Chapel Roan and Lisa Frankenstein, when I tell you, These sapphic girls, these sapphic teens are coming out goth.
Yeah, they're chewing the
double stack, the drawn on lashes, the sort of 80s goth, neo goth. Okay. It's coming. Mm. It's coming.
What did you think about Miss Austin Butler with your white eyeliner on?
Everyone was tagging me being like, sue him.
So funny.
As if I invented white eyeliner.
Well.
Yeah, Macy Robbins said sue him. Comments are like, gather her. I'm like, you think I'm going to gather Austin Butler?
Yeah, serve the butler. The butler's been served.
I
thought it looked great.
You know, on normal people, white eyeliner looks like white eyeliner. I don't know if it makes people look fresher or brighter, especially on men. It does look just like you have white eyeliner on. It doesn't make you, it's not like skincare.
I thought it looked good.
I don't think it makes people look more attractive.
Well, he doesn't need any help.
He looked fashion-y.
Yeah. I mean, he's a striking young man.
Tilda Swinton.
Kaya Gerber. Lena Horne.
Well,
I've got a story that is going to curl your hair. We'll save it for next time.
Okay, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Oh, wait. And don't forget, like and subscribe.
Yeah. And don't forget, if you have a fun clip for someone, just send it to them to watch on the airport, on the toilet.
Yeah. If you're in the stall taking a shit, watching a clip, and you hear somebody blowing ass in the next stall, go right under the divider and be like, hey, watch this.
And start filming.
And start, yeah. Yeah, one, and then, okay, bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.